Shopify's point of sale system helps you sell at every stage of your business. Need a fast and secure way to take payments in person? We've got you covered. How about card readers you can rely on anywhere you sell?
Thanks, have a good one.
Yep, that too. Want one place to manage all your online and in-person sales? That's kind of our thing. Wherever you sell, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Despite wintry conditions and heavy traffic, the holidays have to go on. That's why Mercedes-Benz SUVs come equipped with the latest safety technology to keep your festive plans on track. Discover the incredible offers for yourself at the Mercedes-Benz Holiday Love Celebration.
Welcome to Geography 101, the podcast where place comes live through land, people, and purpose. I'm Daniel Lucas, and today's episode focuses on Singapore, one of the smallest yet most influential countries in the world. Singapore challenges traditional ideas about size and power. It proves that geography is not only about landmass, it's also about precision, line, and vision. Singapore is located in Southeast Asia, just north of the equator. It sits at the southern tip of the Malay Peninsula. This location places it between the Indian Ocean and the Pacific Ocean, warm tropical waters around the countries year-round. Its position alone explains much of a global relevance. Geographically, Singapore is the island city-state. It consists of one main island and more than 60 smaller surrounding islands. Over time, land reclamation has expanded its total area. This process reflects how humans actively reshape geography. Singapore is the country built as much by design as by nature. Unlike many nations, Singapore has no mountains or major rivers. Its terrain is generally flat and low-lying. This limits natural freshwater sources and natural defenses. However, flat land allows efficient urban development. Geography imposes constraints that encourage innovation. Singapore lies directly along the Straits of Malacca. This strait is one of the busiest shipping lanes in the world. Thousands of vessels pass through it every year. Control of access is not a political, but logistical. Geography made Singapore unavoidable in global trade. The country's tropical climate is hot and humid throughout the year. Temperatures remain relatively consistent with little sensational variation or seasonal variation. Rainfall is frequent due to monsoon patterns. This climate influences architecture and daily routines. Covered walkways and airflow-focused buildings are common. Because Singapore lacks of natural resources, it relies heavily on imports. Nearly all food, water, and energy are brought in. Geography forces the nation to focus on trade and services. This dependency increases efficiency and global connectivity. Scarcity shapes discipline. Freshwater scarcity became one of Singapore's greatest geographic challenges. The countries have smaller sources of water. The countries invested in reservoirs, desalination, and water recycling. Rainwater collection is integrated into urban planning. Geography required long-term thinking. Water security become the national priority. Land scarcity strong influence population density. Singapore is one of the most densely populated countries on Earth. This density requires a vertical expansion rather than horizontal sprawl. High-rise housing defines the skyline. geography dedicated how people live together. Public housing is a direct response to limited space. Most Singaporeans live in government-run residential towers. These communities integrate schools, shops, and transport, encourage efficiency and proximity. Urban life becomes carefully structured. Transportation planning is another geographical application. With a limited land, private vehicle ownership is lightly regulated. Public transportation is prioritized in highway system. Trains and buses connect nearly every part of the island. Geography shape mobility policy. Singapore is port among the busiest in the world. Its deep water access supports massive container ships. Port activity drives employment and revenue. Position Singapore as a global logistics hub. Trade becomes the backbone of the economy. The airport also reflects geographic strategy. Singapore serves as a major aviation crossroads. Flights connect Asia, Europe, Africa, and Oceania. Certainly supports global movement. Air connectivity mirrors maritime importance. Despite its urban density, Singapore invests heavily in green spaces. Parks, rooftop gardens, and nature preserves are protected. This balances urban pressure with environmental health, required careful land allocation. Nature and city coexist by design. Coastal geography makes Singapore vulnerable to rising sea levels. Climate change presents long-term geographic risks. The government actively plans coastal defenses. Elevation projects and seawalls are under development. Demands forward-looking resilience. Singapore's small size simplifies governance but intensifies consequences. Every land use decision has a national impact. There is no unused interior space. Magnifies policy outcomes. Precision becomes essential. Cultural diversity in Singapore is tied to geography. Trade routes brought people from China, India, and the Malay world. Migration shaped language, religion, and food. Geography encouraged multicultural coexistence. Diversity becomes strength. Food culture reflects geographic crossroads. Local cuisine blends multiple traditions in one place. Ingredients arrive from across the world. Geography made Singapore a culinary meeting point. Eating tells a geographic story. Or history itself. Singapore's strategic location also has security implications. The nation maintains strong defense despite limited territory. Geographic exposure requires vigilance, stability protects great frontiers, influences military planning. Economic policy specialization. Yes, economic specialization replaces natural resources. Singapore focus on finance, shipping, technology, and education. Geography made specialization necessary. Human capital become domain resources. Knowledge replace mineral. Urban heat is another geographic challenge. Dense building trap warm. Singapore combats through green yard and ventilation. Architecture responds directly to climate. Geography shapes building products. Land reclamation expanded industrial and residential or residential areas. These practices reshape coastlines. Geography becomes adjustable through engineering. Expansion required careful environmental management. Space was created where none existed. Singapore's islands once supported fishing villages. or villages. Over time, urbanization transformed livelihoods, shifted economic roles. Cost of life or cost of life adopted modernization, tradition, and progress intersected. Education policy is tied to geographic reality. With no farmland or mines, people become the primary asset. School emphasizes skill and adaptability, shaping national priorities. Investment focus on mines. Tourism benefits from compact geography. Visitors can experience beaches, cities, and culture in one day. Efficient transport support tourism flow allows concentrated experiences. Accessibility drives appeal. Singapore's equational location means consistent daylight hours. This supports steady economic rhythms. There are no harsh winters or seasonal shutdowns. Enables year-round productivity. Stability encourages investment. Environmental conservation is highly managed due to limited land. Nature reserves are protected by law. Urban expansion must justify environmental impact. Enforces careful balance. Every hectare matters. Singapore's role in Southeast Asia is an amplified location. It acts as a connector between regional economies, meeting finance and arbitration a core here. Geography supports diplomacy and neutral grounds foster cooperation. Island geography encourages maritime identity. Even urban residents remain connected to the sea. Coastal views and ports are central features, influences national imagination. The ocean is always present. Singapore's success and altered perception of a small state. Geography no longer implies weakness. A strategic position means an overcome size limitations. The country's resident here, influence is not a matter in kilometers. Urban noise and congestion are geographic pressures. Policies limit density strain. Zoning regulates activity patterns. Requires behavioral management as well. Border maintains livability. Singapore's climate also affects health planning. Heat and humidity influences public design. Shaded walkways reduce exposure. Building maximizes airflows. Informs wellness strategies. The city's skyline reflects land scarcity. Vertical growth dominates architectural style. Space is optimized at every level, pushes upward development. Height replaces breadth. Maritime law and port management are critical skills. Singapore invests in logistic expertise. Made this profession essential. Knowledge supports geographic advantage and infrastructure follows expertise. Digital connectivity complements physical geography. Singapore positions itself as a data hub. Undersea cables convert near to its shores. Geography extends into cyberspace. Connectivity multiplies location value. Urban planning is a centralized due to size. Coordination reduces inefficiency. Geographic compliance allows ununified vision. Fragmentation is minimized. Planning benefits from scale. Public spaces are multifunctional due to limited land. Parks serve recreation, water collection, and cooling. Encourages layered use. Single-purpose land is inefficient. Design maximizes function. Singapore's geography also shapes national identity. Pride is rooted in overcoming limitations. Citizens recognize constraints and achievement. becomes a part of narrative. Success is assured. Climate resilience is a long-term concern. Rising temperature and seas are monitored closely. Adaptation strategies are continuous. Demands constant reassessment. Planning never stops. Singapore's urban rhythm reflects a equatorial life. Days are bright, nights are active. Economic activity extends beyond daylight. Geography shapes time perception. The city rarely sleeps. The nation's island status affects supply chains. Disruption can have immediate impact. Redundancy is built into systems. Requires preparedness. Risk management is essential. Singapore's small hinterland means no internal migration buffers. Urban pressure is immediate. Population growth must be managed carefully. Intensifies demographic decisions. Balance is crucial. The city-state's planning culture is globally studied. Other nations learn from its geographic responses. Singapore becomes a model geography-inspired innovation. Lessons extend beyond borders. Maritime heritage remains visible in museums and ports. History connects geography or geography and identity. Trade-shaped cultures across centuries. Geography preserves continuity. Past and the present align. Singapore's green vision counters urban density. Trees line streets and buildings. Cooling and aesthetics combine. Geography drives environmental creativity. Nature is engineered into space. Economic resilience depends on geographic relevance. Singapore maintains naturality and efficiency. Trust sustains trade flows. Geography supports reliability. Stability attracts partners. Urban life in Singapore is highly structured. Rules optimize shared space. Geography leaves little margin for disorder. Despite supports and harmony, structure sustains density. Singapore's story is not accidental. Every precision and every decision reflects geographic awareness. Limitations become motivations. Geography shapes mindset. Strategy replaces charms. Studying Singapore reveals powerful lessons. Sets conditions, not outcomes. Human choices determine direction. Location can be changed and leveraged. Constraints can become advantages. Singapore proves that geography rewards preparation. Small size did not limit ambition. Strategic allocation become global influence. Geography and vision work together. And once again, this is Daniel Lucas, and thank you for joining me on Geography 101. Till next time, Modicum people, see you soon.